God bless you all. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a wonderful day to be alive, right?
Amen.
Beautiful day, spring day today. It's been wonderful. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll open up the scripture, Lamentation 3. Oh God, Heavenly Father, we're so grateful once again, Lord, that we can come to you, that we can rest upon your promises, that we can seek your spirit and your truth, Father, that we can seek your mercies this morning. I pray that you would reveal unto us, Lord God, your thoughts of the word, eternal thoughts, divine thoughts, Father, that will bring about the exact same fruit. It will bring eternal, Father. It will bring eternity, and it will bring back forth exactly what you call us to be, Father, as you had thought these things before the foundation of the world. So we thank you for that. We thank you for your greatness, Father. We thank you that you are a God that can keep your promises. So we ask this morning, Father, as we prepare the way, Father, for with light teaching here, for service, for worshiping, for prayers to come, I pray that you would show us this mystery truth that are written in your Bible in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. You may be seated there. Well, if you do have the Bible there, you can go to Lamentations 3, somewhere in the verses 20s. We're going to be there looking at some verses. The title of this Sunday school teaching is His Mercies Are New. Sometimes when we read that famous scripture, we think, you know, that in the morning there would be mercy, right? But we forget that it's actually a living thing. It's going to be new. What happened today, you had the mercies that you needed for that day. The issues that you went through with today, with the day of gone by. And when he says that his mercies are new, just anchor on that word that they're another mercy. It's another set of mercies that are here waiting for you to help, to equip you for what we will need, to face the issues of the day, to face exactly the challenges that we have ahead of us. And Lamentations 3 in verse 22 and 23, it's where that's written. We'll read it and then we'll touch a little bit on the content of how this came about. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. His mercy, his compassion, his loving kindness. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. See, they're not just new in the mornings. It's actually every morning. Every morning representing a daylight light day, and sometimes every morning representing a new area in your life, right? Where you've just gone through what's after the sun coming up is darkness, right? So we've gone through a battle, and you see, God can, as you're coming out of that, God can bring you up with his new mercies, and He can help you experience the effect of that mercy, to the effect that it deals with the wearisome, right, of our existence sometimes and of our afflictions. So here we have a few verses before that on 19. See, this is a lamentation. So this is where you barely find any light in this chapter, right? And it's all about woe, 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 and woe, and it's a lamentation. It's Jeremiah's, if I recall, who's writing, and it is the writings of affliction. It's the writings of a lament, of mourning, and of a cry, right? But see, it says, remembering mine affliction in verse 19, and my misery, and my wormwood, and the gall. Right? The gall. It says, my soul hath them still, these things, in remembrance. Right? So this is the condition in which the writer was reflecting here. And then it says, and is humbled in me. The soul, right? It says, so that's when these verses came about. This is this, which is what we read just a moment ago. This will I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Have I hope, right? It says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. And then it says, great is thy faithfulness. One of the things to note is, it talks about the morning and it talks about a mercy for the morning, right? For the new day. And it talks about great is thy faithfulness. I love how in the Psalms, in many places, it talks about in the morning, we seek out his new mercies, right? Before we go about the challenge of the day, the battle of the day, and how we need that to equip us to be able to show mercy unto others, but mainly to be to have the mercy that we need ourselves. It says here in Psalm 92, 1, 2, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, to praise him in the morning, right? And thy faithfulness at night, to sing that song of night. See, after you've come out of that issue or that situation or that struggle or that day in type, to then be a competitor, will come back and says, he is faithful. God is faithful. He brought me through it. Amen. And see, and you'll see in multiple places how it is good thing to give thanks or to praise him and to show forth thy loving kindness, a very similar word to mercy, as we will find out here, in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. See, in Psalms 36, it talks about thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches onto the clouds. See, coming hand in hand. It's almost like mercy is like the preparing of a head of, it's like the what comes before when you need it. I was in need of mercy this weekend. I was in need of being strengthened. I was in need of mercy itself. And it came in just a split moment. It came and it refreshed me, refreshed my soul, my spirit, right when I needed it the most. And I was so reminded that these promises are real, right? These promises are true. And you need it sometimes in a moment where, see, when you have an issue going on, or you're just wearisome from the battle ahead and all that, you never lose your sonship, right? We're taught your relationship once you've been born again, you are a son or daughter, right? It can affect your relationship with the Lord, right? But he doesn't disown you just because, you know, we're weary, we're tired, or we're in the valley, if you will. You know, my daughter was talking to me down the road. He says, Dad, you know when people come to you and then you tell them, oh, I'm tired, and they say, well, go to sleep. And it says, sometimes that's not what you mean, she told me. Sometimes, you know, it means other things. I'm like, that's exactly what I'm going to be touching about today. it does mean other things when you say you're tired. I mean, yeah, sleep is good, right? But sometimes what you mean is, I'm tired. Like, I've been pushing against something or something battling against me, and I'm tired, you know? And it's just amazing, you know, that, yeah, sleep in the natural is good. But you mean, you know, I've been afflicted, or you mean I've been worrisome, or you've been, you know, you've had the battle of the day, right? And what a perfect thing, right? When she said, sometimes what you need is just to sit somewhere else and just, I said, yeah, and yeah. And she just kept on going and going. It says, it's not necessarily sleep that you need. It's just like in this case, right? Is there's a time where we need mercy. There's a time where we need just to sit alone and just to come to the Lord and just to receive those mercies. Right. You know, my mom used to say, because you used to see some of the elderly people in town where I was raised, and then you would just see them walking in the morning, you know, sometimes even more preppy than the youth. And I'm just thinking, like, man, what are they doing out there? And somebody told me they're receiving the new light, the new freshness of the morning. They're receiving the mercy, the life, you know. I said, you know, before you got to go to the bank, before you got the bill, before you got the stresses or the, you know, get a phone call, right? And it's true, you know. And then I thought about that. You know, it was, what was it, Friday or no, it was Saturday. It was pretty sunny, right? Sunny, hot, if you will. And me and my son, we went out to walk. I was going to go out to walk, and then he didn't because it was pretty sunny. Then in the evening, he went, and then he says, okay, now it feels cooler again. Now it feels cooler. I said, yeah. But, you know, it's a different cool in the evening. It really is. And the morning, there's just, I went out early this morning before the sunlight, and it's just, you know, and especially being spring, you just, in the natural, right? You everything around it, the freshness just, it just, you know, it brings about a natural healing, right? It brings about natural refreshing. I'm typifying here just God's mercy, right? In the morning, it's just, you know, where the dew is still on the roses, right? And the joy we'll share when we tarry there, another has ever known, right? It's just moments. I'm in need of mercy, right? I cannot walk this Christian walk without the things that the Lord told me I needed.
Right.
You see, that's the thing you find is sometimes you find yourself inclining a little bit, resting in your you know, ability and your capacity that you have as, you know, as a person to carry about in your human walk. But, you know, and there's wisdom, there's you know, there's knowledge and all that. But there's just certain things that you just need God for it. You know, you just can't do it on your own. You fall flat on your face and you realize, you know, we're always going to depend on these promises that are alive and true in our lives. He quickens you to a mercy. When he gives you mercies with love in them, when you find out his mercies are tender, when you find out that his mercies are new, you find out that his multiple mercies, when it's a covenant, when you find out that he commands his mercy over us, and when you then experience it, that's when it becomes life. And that's when it doesn't do what it says it was going to do, right? It's my testimony of this weekend here. Psalm 89:2, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. Amen. Now look at Nehemiah here. Nehemiah talks about 9:19. He talks about, yet thou in thy manifold mercies. Welcome in, God bless you. It says, thou in thy manifold mercies. So mechanics here know what that means. Like in the type of a car, right? Manifold. It means it comes in one way, but it goes in many other ways.
Right.
It's multiplied. That's why it says multiple. That's why it says your multiple mercies and your tender mercies. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsooketh them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way. Neither the pillar of fire by night. Remember the morning and then in the evening, his faithfulness. See, the pillar of fire by night. That's his faithfulness to show them light. You might say, what does it have to do with the message, right? Well, you see, in Luke 1, towards the 70th something verses, that's when Zacharias is prophesying about his son. When he couldn't speak, and all of a sudden, as soon as he said John, right, his mouth was cut loose. As soon as he spoke that, right, said the right thing, that promise was just spoken out. And he speaks things about this. He says that what Jesus is going to come to do and bring his mercies, he said what John's going to come to do to show them light, you know, to them that sit in darkness. It's exactly the type right here. The pillar of fire by night to show them light, right? And the way wherein they should go. To show the way. Amen. See, Psalm 51:1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude. So see, that's again, manifold, the multitude, many of thy tender mercies blot out my transgressions. See, we're thankful that we have a God that can still come and rescue us, can still come and touch us when we need a healing touch, or just, if anything, touch a wearisome, you know, spirit sometimes, a wearisome soul where we're really down and like my daughter said, tired, right? Spiritually tired too. Hear me, O Lord, and it says, for the loving kindness. And Psalm 103 says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. You know, this is a crowning message. We know that this is something that he put on us, that something that we did not deserve, that he himself is doing on us. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of man put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Much to be said about that. See, I love that it says in Psalm 42, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. It's a commandment. And in the night, his song. See, he's equipping us before you go into the next season of your life, before you go into the next mission you're going into, or the day physically, or the week, the month, whatever you have before you. See, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness. Now, loving kindness is very similar to mercy. It speaks of love. It's like mercy with love in it, right? And it says in the daytime. And in the nighttime, his song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life. Think about that picture there for a moment. You wake up in the morning, ahead of the day, and you experience God's mercy. You're experiencing renewness. It's almost like a prepayment of, you know, the anointing, the presence of God that you need for that day, for the challenges that are going to come against you that day. And then at night, he gives you that song. At night, in the evening time, right, where it says it's to show them light to them that sit in darkness. The God of my life. See, Nehemiah, just bringing up here, just a picture here of a manifold mercies. It means, you know, he's just think about it like the sun, right? It's one source, but it just brings about the many rays, it brings about the many lives. And it basically comes in and it gets you every which way. How I experienced it, here I am crying out to the Lord, you know, crying out for his mercy. And he comes in, and I think it was my son that was telling me that when I come and embrace him and I hug him in a certain way, he just feels like 100%, like 360, if you will. He just feels all the love everywhere. And it's just, that's a good picture of, you know, how God's mercy comes in. It even gets you from behind. Because it's just, have you noticed, just sunlight is coming from one source, but it comes in, and it comes in and grabs. See, and it's new. So what that means is the light that literally shone on the sun, on the surface yesterday, is not the light that you're receiving right now. It's a new light. It's actually physically and physics and all that. When you're seeing come through the windows, it's actually a new, it's not yet the same one. It's the same source. It's a God of mercy, right? We know that it comes from him as a way of coming in that inlet. But it comes out and it's the multitudes of the mercies. And it does achieve, you know, his loving kindness leads us to repentance. It achieves that in us of the repentance. I just have a visual here of what manifolds are. We have the solenoid manifold. We also have the manifold and mechanics. And I remember my brother telling me one time, it's just, his mercy is just not one. He says, you know, if you miss it like at 6 in the morning, if you will, he'll come by at 9. All right? He'll come by the day. He commanded it. And then, you know, at night, would you say, great is his faithfulness. He's been good to us. See, in Jude, it says, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. See, it's a blessing that we need in a multiplication. It's something that we would always going to need. And, you know, sometimes when you're asking for God's mercy, and sometimes we forget that he's willing and able to do it, right? When we're from the son and to father relationship. But then if you just remember one time from a father to son relationship, how merciful, how much mercy do we have for our children, right? How merciful are we, even we being evil, like in the humanity, right? Like in other places it says, we know how to give good things. So I've been really meditating on that much lately, is God being the perfect father. And us, sometimes when a son comes and he's just ashamed because, you know, he put the something small, right? He made a mistake over here, over there, or he said the wrong thing, and he's coming back to you almost like, will you take me back? That's how sometimes we come to the Lord, right? And he just sits you on your lap and he just says, you're doing all right. Just, you know, keep on. Keep on, you know, I forgive you. I have new mercies. I think that those wings of mercies can come around and bring healing on his wings, right? And under the shadow of his wings can come and give us the effect of his mercies. I mean, just not forget that God's a God of mercy, right? The same one, you know, that's God of wrath and just and will take care of everything. When you are in need of mercy, his mercies are new every morning. I don't know if you ever had like a day where you've had a bad day or challenges and all that. I mean, I have among the worst days in my life followed by the best day in my life.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
Literally. Because I've taken this to the bank. I've taken this promise. I mean, if I can't keep, sometimes then I get, okay, well, at noontime, in the middle of the day, sometimes I may be able to have the Lord redeem a day for us, right? But if you ever go all the way through and you just didn't get nothing in that day, just know that tomorrow, it's going to be new. It's not going to be the same day.
Right.
I remember one time I did say, we'll be wrapping up here shortly. I did say one day, oh, tomorrow's going to be so hard, and I have this, and I have that, and oh, and then this, and then I have to go to this appointment, and then that appointment, and then we have this event going on, and then this, and then I have something going on with my family, and then the lady stopped me, and then I was working at the mission, a gospel rescue mission. I was a volunteer there. I also worked there for a long time, and the lady just said, allow room for grace, you know, she says, you know, but you're going to have new mercies. You know, you're not going to be wasted like you are right now. You're going to actually get up, and then there's going to be a new strength, a new life for that day. Turn out, most of those events were canceled. I was so fretting and doing. The big event that I thought I went, they were canceled. And then I said, oh, man, she's right. She's right. You know, I was already anticipating ahead, and I was forgetting that. His promise, right, that tomorrow will be a new day, and then I'll wake up. And before that, I was going to get up, and then God was going to, I can be a partaker of his new mercy. And of his new strength. And if it comes with forgiveness, it comes with the loving kindness, and it just comes with his presence. Exactly what we need for that day.
Right.
Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. It's a prayer. In the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me. What is it going to do? Here's a parallel. Cause me to know the way, like Nehemiah, wherein I should walk. So if you have this message in this hour, a message of grace, a message that comes with mercy of knowing who you are, don't take it for granted that you know the way wherein you should walk. That's God's loving kindness, his mercy. For it says, I lift up my soul unto thee. For you to have the assurance, like it was being taught in yesterday's Sunday school and many in the messages here in the seal, and we heard also the preaching of Branham about the seals. It's just a wonderful thing. Something as simple as, but it might be simple, seems simple, as knowing that it is not true that, you know, there is an eternal hell. See, the opposite of that is true. We have an eternity promise. We have the mercy of Jesus Christ, the Lord promise, which is an eternal promise. And you see, the devil wants to pervert that and take his place and says, hey, I have an eternal thing too. But no, he doesn't. See? God alone has that eternity. Quicken me. Wrapping up here. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. In other words, make me alive to perceive that loving kindness. Picture that would be is you knowing, living in there, like as in the natural, going out there as you morning walk, and being quickened to the real mercies of that freshness, even in the natural of the new morning, the day. But same thing with the spirit, right? It's being quickened that there's mercies for you this day. God's going to bring about, we're going to worship him right now. We're going to praise him. We're going to pray unto him, read more of his word, and hear the preaching, the revealing of his word, right? And receive those mercies. It says here, quicken, be alive to them. Be able to perceive them and receive them. So shall I keep thy testimony of my mouth. Keep yourself in the love of God. Look at this, for the mercy. That's the mercy, singular, of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. See? So it's God's mercy to know and to have the goods already and the revelation of who you are now, and that you are really promised this mercy that we're looking up to, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. The revelation of him, his name personally to you. And what is it? Unto eternal life. It was promised over here. It was a covenant of mercy. In Deuteronomy 7:9, wrapping up. I think this is the last verse I have. We'll finish right on time. Which in past time, or in time past, were not a people. But now, we are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy. But now, have obtained mercy. Be grateful for the greatest mercy we can have, which is, it said it right there in that verse, and put it right back up there. As we wrap up here, it's hiding because it's a good verse. I want to put it back up there again. There you go. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. May God's mercy be upon us this service. God bless you, brothers. Praise the Lord.